You're listening to the Uprise Astrology Podcast, a podcast that inspires the present-day visionary to rise to their best life. My name is Island Sky, and I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I'm best known for cutting right through the noise and bringing the most important messages to you. Welcome to Uprise Astrology Podcast, friends. We are going to be diving in today's live into the astrology for all of my Aries and Aries rising friends. I almost said Leo. So I don't know if some of you are dealing with a Leo or not, or if you have a Leo predominantly in your chart, but that was really funny. I was like, no, it's not Leo. We already did that video. So we are going to be diving into the chart for all of my Aries rising friends. Now, first things first, if you know your rising sign, then listen to your rising sign, because that will correspond more accurately with what is actually happening in your chart at this time. Sometimes we resonate with our sun sign and we also resonate with our moon sign. Sometimes these messages come through in a way that resonates for us. You are more than welcome to put a bigger reading together if you want to listen to your moon sign and you want to listen to your sun sign, you're more than welcome. But your rising sign is going to be more accurate. So let's dive into this month's astrology for you guys. First things first, Mercury is direct, okay? Mercury has been now in your sixth house, really bringing up a subject of health routines. For many of you, it's definitely a routine that you have been taking a look at in your day-to-day and the quality of your lifestyle. But for many of you, this has to do with health routines. There could have been some very important things that you've noticed about your health that you have to take care of. It sort of started actually, though, with you having the conversations more on your relationships and things that you're trying to maybe even create in relationship dynamics. But then Mercury went from your seventh house back into your sixth house and has been weighing out the pros and cons of what you need to pay attention to in order to move on and in order to move forward and make certain things happen in your life with relationship dynamics. You have to pay attention to your health, or some type of health conversations may have come up during this time. If health wasn't your thing that you have been reviewing, at the very minimum, this has been a lifestyle review of, okay, you need to really pay attention to how you're doing things and reorganize this portion of your life. So the awareness comes back online. There may have been some things that have been confusing or some little setbacks in a way where you had to pay attention to what you're doing in your routine. And so the awareness is coming back online here. The communication is coming in fast, mentally, sort of like what you actually need to do in order to, you know, move forward. So you're coming out of this time of like really having to dive into your intuition and looking within for your own internal support and how you can support yourself, and now actually getting some evidence in your real time, moving through your day, getting some evidence right now. So this is going to happen as you continue. Things are going to start to click in, things that you have to pay attention to, and now will incorporate most likely into your lifestyle or your health routines. October 6th and 7th, then the conversation starts to open up even more, because Mercury will be trining Pluto. Now, Mercury is in your sixth house. Pluto is going to be in your 10th house. It's been here for quite some time, really restructuring the truth around your career and goals and your legacy, things that you are taking action on that are deliberate. You're taking action on these types of things. And, you know, so you've been reviewing your life from the world view quite a bit, because the 10th house oftentimes in my experience is not a very personal house. It's a house where you are very much in the world. You know, there's stuff that needs to get done and there is a role that you are playing also in the world. And so this can be your career. This can be any kind of goals that you have, or specifically administrative work, or specifically you being a part of a company where your role plays a huge role, stuff like this. If you're retired, then this has to do with legacy and things that you're focusing on as far as your role now in the world, right? So that Mercury trine to Pluto at 26, this is you now after you taking a look at your lifestyle and your lifestyle changes and certain routines. This is you now willing to confront anything when it comes to your career. When you are looking at your career, you might have this situation in your career right now, or in the company that you're a part of, or whatever your work, your line of work is, and your role is within that. You may actually start to realize that there's something that is kind of robbing you from your energy. And this is important to pay attention to, because this has to do with power moves. This has to do with power that is kind of over you, or it looks like this power is over you. And so you are going to have this moment here, the first week of October, where you might be rising above that situation, or you will be able to have the endurance to deal with this situation now, because you start to realize where your lifestyle and career start to kind of get a little bit, you know, like, I want to say like spaghetti, you know, things are like intertwined and it's hard for you to see things. But this Mercury retrograde in particular was undoing all of that. It was sorting things out so you could see straight again. And what is actually happening here? So you are going to further validate decisions that you have been thinking about making, of why you want to make them, and what it all entails, and who are like the people that are a part of it. There's definitely people attached to this for a lot of you, Aries. And this is why I like titled this video for this month, you know, you're reevaluating choices, and you're going to find your truth within that, because Pluto promises the truth of where you want to take your, you know, career and legacy, what that actually looks like. These are the types of things that you're going to get in touch with starting this month. And so Pluto backs this up, right? Pluto goes direct on the 8th. So the first week of October, you know, no big deal. Like, all this stuff is unfolding. But what we need to pay attention to for you guys is, okay, so what's the truth really here in your career? What's the truth for what it is that you're aiming for out there in the world? And that you are going to regenerate now over the next several months. You know, weeks and months, you will be regenerating this. There's some more deeper releases that are happening as far as you and your role in the world and you kind of leading in this area. And there could be, I want to go a step further for you guys, because this is a really important part that is unfolding for you. There could be some authority figures or people that are having decision-making ability over certain areas that you have noticed are kind of abusing this area. And so your role right now in all of that is you noticing who you will not be when it comes to that, because a part of you is starting to realize what the impacts are towards you and your health and your mindset when someone abuses their power. This is going to be huge. Like, you're going to start to get some glimpses all throughout the month. But in general, this Pluto direct and until the rest of this year, I'm predicting for you guys that you are going to start to really confront these challenges in a way where you will start to speak more direct at the issue that is going on, because a part of you realizes this, these are blockages that other people are creating, and you're not quite understanding why. And you will start to see it. You will start to now see why this is happening, because it's about a power move and it's about power plays, okay? So lots of incredible sort of insights the first week of October. By the way, if you are, you know, here for the first time, I am going through the transits now week by week. So this was the first week of October. We're going to dive now into the second week of October, which I thought was just so interesting. The second week of October, we have a square between Mars and Neptune that is becoming exact at 23 degrees. Now, Mars, that's your planet. It is in the third house and it's going to stay in the third house for quite some time. It's here for 74 days. Mars entered Gemini August 20th, and it's going to stay here until March of 2023. So that Mars in Gemini is giving you a lot of drive over the next several months to speak your mind and to challenge situations. You might even get challenged, but the reason you will challenge these situations is because a part of you is just so ready to break free and to live your truth. And so Mars in Gemini is going to be making that square to Neptune in your 12th house. So this will have to do with you having to kind of really pay attention to your faith and your spirituality and the meaning behind certain things. Now, I'm not sure that you are going to be questioning your own spirituality. I don't really see it that way. But whoever you will be encountering during this week, from the 9th until the 15th, this is going to be the second week in October, you have to sort of have caution, okay? Because the Mars-Neptune energy can be bizarre. This is a weird one, you guys. It's not a normal energy in a way, because there is sort of this this unveiling that is happening between these two planets where someone's ambition gets sort of exposed, comes out into the open, you know, their mask falls off. You're like, oh, you know, this is who you really are. This is how you kind of operate. These are your ambitions. And like, now I can see it, but it comes in a very, in a way that is strange or bizarre. So I want you to pay attention to that during this week, okay? This is going to happen maybe even with people who are sort of a part of your environment, or people that you're conversing with that are part of your work or part of, you know, where you go to the grocery store to. This can be brothers and sisters and cousins, right? The third house has a lot to do with that. And so for you, there is a lot to pay attention to in this kind of a way. There can also be some kind of secrecy that comes up to the surface that you didn't realize. And the very specific thing about that secrecy is that there's some kind of blame story involved in it. So, and it ties into someone's spirituality or your spirituality bumps up against your faith, that person's faith against your faith. And so this can be a time to really learn from that situation and to say to yourself, okay, this is an impatient energy. I want to react to it, but there's something I need to pay attention to on how I'm doing it, because I need to get clear about how I feel and what I believe in before I respond. That is the key here, okay, with this Mars-Neptune square at 23. Now, we're going to have a full moon in Aries. It is going to be in your sign. This is going to be in your first house at 16 degrees. This is going to be a time for you guys where you're going to start to clean house in a way. When it comes to who you are, your character, your action plan, your strategy, you've been taking a look at your daily lifestyle. You've been taking a look at your career. But now what will happen with this full moon in Aries is you start to get this deep sense of truth about who you are, what you want, and become a lot more specific about it. It has to do with quality over quantity. You will start to present more of you that has to do with quality versus maybe quantity, in the sense that you had to do XYZ in your behavior, or there was so much that you were putting out as far as the energy, but you realized that that is actually not really productive. That is not allowing for you to move more freely and actually do the thing that you want to do, because part of it might be attached to other people. You know, this full moon is going to be taking a look at your relationship house. So you will have to release sort of some things that have to do with what other people are expecting of you, but it has to do with quantity and it's not a quality type of conversation for you. So this is what you guys will be working out here. I will be doing another video where I will be diving more deeper into this and what it means for you. So look out for that. It's going to come out this week. Then Mercury moves direct. It comes out of your sixth house, goes into your seventh house. All the conversations now start to revolve around important relationships, and you may be collaborating with important relationships. Then the second week here, still October 11th through the 12th, the sun trines Saturn. The sun will be in your seventh house, the house of relationships and the bonds to other people. There will be a trine that will happen to Saturn in your 11th house. And so this is going to be a time where you'll start to see, because you are making this decision sort of about yourself and who you are, your character, and who you will be moving forward now, some decisions that you're making are now going to feel a lot more solid when it comes to your social reputation as well, when it comes to what benefits you actually on the daily. There's further decision making that will start to come up here quickly that you will start to really see, okay, you know, I don't want to overcommit myself. I want to be more self-disciplined. I want to, you know, be more centered, especially out there with other people and groups that I'm attached to. And so you're getting back into action, and this is an energizing energy from most of you. Then what gets also very interesting is that, of course, Venus joins the party. Venus and the Sun and Venus have been together. They're going to go into a Kazemi at some point towards the end of the month. And they're coming here together, basically just saying, hey, you know what? Now that you're sort of paying attention to what you need to do with yourself and who you are, how you're moving forward, your relationships love it too. The people in your life that are a part of who you are, they love it as well, because Venus is going to be in your seventh house. It's a really good time to let things come together in a beautiful way and enjoy the people that have your back, right? The people that are part of what it is that you're up to, that really have your back, that support you. And so this is a really nice energy here, really good feel behind your relationship dynamics, because they feel supportive. Now, before I move on to the next transit, I do want to quickly introduce myself. My name is Island Sky. I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I focus on giving you guys the most important messages here on my channel. I focus on the horoscopes. I do them in this kind of a way where I kind of give you a heads up of what's coming in the immediate future. This is something that I love doing, and how I mostly use the astrology as well, because it helps us all to kind of prepare and make the best use of the transits and what to look out for, what are the energies really good for. These are the types of things that I'm into on my channel. So if you find this helpful, I would love for you to hang out with me. Subscribe to my channel, ring the bell, and welcome to the Uprise Astrology Podcast fam. There's space for everyone here. And so you're always going to stay up to speed with the most important messages to you, but be sure that you ring that bell, okay? Now let's move on to the third week of October. This is when the sun is going to be trining Mars. Now this is going to happen still between your seventh house, your relationships, and your communication within those relationships and your mindset. So not only will you be working out kind of speaking your mind with Mars being in Gemini in the third house, but you will also be working on your mindset and your attitude. What actually drives you to take action? Why it drives you to take action? These are some of the things you're going to start to kind of notice here during this week. And there is sort of a very good energy here to take big, bold action, okay? Based on your own truth, based on you deciding it's time now for me to take action. And for a lot of you, there is going to be something super specific that you're coming together with important relationships in your life, where you guys might decide this is the time for us to book that vacation, for us to go make this, you know, event happen, for us to, you know, move forward and negotiate about things that are in your immediate environment. This might involve some negotiation as well. And there is a little bit of this risk taking involved in it, because the Sun and Mars will be trining at 24. 24 is a receptive number where you have to wait for the answers. It's something that is your idea, but you have to sort of wait for the answers. And there might be a little bit of this risk behind it, because you're not fully in charge. There is another party involved that needs to give you the thumbs up or not. So this could be, for some of you, a situation like this. Overall, I do see that this is going to be a really good, you know, energy here. It's a happy mood. It's a supportive mood. Things are starting to mature in your relationships as well. And then what happens is we're starting to go towards the solar eclipse now. that's when the energies will change quite a bit. The storyline is going to start to take another turn, a new chapter of the storyline that we have been working on this year, which has a lot to do with the Scorpio and Taurus nodes. But what we're going to sort of see this week, especially for you guys, is October 20th through the 26th, the sun is going to be in a conjunction with Venus. And I want to point out what is happening right before the solar eclipse. I'll have another video out discussing the solar eclipse and what it actually means for you, what you will be, you know, looking for during that solar eclipse and why. And so what happens before is that the sun and Venus will come into a conjunction at 29 degrees. This will happen around October 23rd. They come together and they're going to sort of form this beautiful moment where you will start to get insights, glimpses, and you're actually living it for a moment here of what the ideal situation in relationships look like, in business looks like. When things really go smoothly, there's this moment of you realizing who you are within you on a deep level in your heart space, as a spirit in your body. There's this moment here where you start to get this incredible connection to people in your life that are most important. And sort of all the problems start to fall away for that moment. And you realize this is it, right? This is what life feels like when you are in alignment and in connection. And we need those glimpses at times because they communicate very important truths about ourselves and what our needs are, right? This is going to be about your needs within relationships as well. So it's quite the nice energy before we move on into some twists and turns, you know? And then boom, on the 23rd, what will happen is that Saturn now moves direct. This will happen in your 11th house. You start to realize that in order for you to keep this momentum within relationships, you now have to really take further responsibility in your social reputations with friends. There are some things that you will have to master here when it comes to these areas and group relationships in general, right? So a lot of you are going to start to realize, okay, I'm going to have to like change things around here, because if I want this type of lifestyle, if I want to live this kind of a thing, then I'm going to have to change some things around when it comes to the present situation in group relationship, friends, or social reputation. And this might also involve your future goals. The other thing that's happening then after the 23rd is that Venus, the Sun and Venus will be traveling together from your 7th house into your 8th house. And this is when a lot of you will start to now work on commitment levels. This has a lot to do with your commitment. It has a lot to do with you feeling safe overall. A lot of you are going to get some incredible opportunity here to work on drawing the line for once and for all with situations that really cross the boundary, okay? We'll talk more about that, because this is going to be the solar eclipse energy. Now, the last thing I do want to point out here, there's a lot that's happening. It's a lot to cover every single one of the transits, but these are the ones I'm going to be paying attention to. So I'm just sharing with you guys what I think is going to be the most important to cover here and pay attention to. At the very end of the 30th of October, at the end of October on the 30th, Mars is going to be retrograding. And now this is going to happen in your third house, like I said. What's the third house? The third house is our mindset. It is our immediate environment. So this can be where you live, okay? Your immediate environment, like short trips that you take to the grocery store, shopping trips that you're taking. This can also be anything that you're, you know, using your hands for. So, you know, typing up stuff on social media, sending that text message out, getting that reel, you know, out and organized and, you know, thinking of it creatively in a way on what you want to do. These are some examples of the third house. It can also encompass just in general, you know, your communication amongst people that are close to you. So like your brothers, your sisters, you know, a small group of people that you're always hanging around and you're working with them, for example. These are the types of things that the third house can illuminate. Now, Mars is going to bring a lot of new choices and in a sense, a new beginning to solve problems with all the themes I just mentioned. And you're going to get a chance to free up more creativity for yourself and to do things that you actually really enjoy doing. But you will be evaluating two sides, right? Because it's Gemini and it's mutable air. So there is some change in the way in which you're thinking and how you ultimately act on it and how you problem solve. This change is going to occur starting now until March of 2023. Now, if you want to learn more about the overall pulse of October, I have a separate video that's dedicated to Libra season and the new moon. Every new moon gives us a really good idea and sort of the pulse of what the month is going to be like. And in that video, I focus a lot on what you should be focusing on, why you should be focusing on it in even more depth. So make sure that you watch that episode next, and I will see you guys back here in my next episode. Thank you so much for hanging out. See you soon.